Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so, so loved. Guys, I'm out here in nature, so you know what that means. Some nature talks. Oh, man, this has been a very interesting nature walk. I came out here in kind of a funky headspace, but as I began to just release, walk, and move forward on my little journey out here, things just begin to drop off of me. Concerns, worries, doubts, fears, anxieties. And you know how the net of the world can be. This world is always trying to push us to become more, to become better. And sometimes it pulls us from that present moment of who we are and realizing that we are enough right where we are. And God has put into us everything that we need to make our lives beautiful. You know, God didn't leave us out here just to be lost or to be working towards things. And there's nothing wrong with having goals and moving forward, of course, and building up a future. But the best thing you can do is be present, because there's nothing like being present. Because if you can't be present, it's harder for you to enjoy the beauty of life. Guys, please excuse me, there's a plane falling flying over my head, so y'all know what that means. But as I've been out here, I've just been expecting the beauty of life, expecting miracles, and this expectancy kind of brought it forth. The first little greeting or miracle that I seen was a orange butterfly, and it brought this symbolism with it that I thought was just powerful. So the orange butterfly represents encouragement, excitement, and passion. It says seeing an orange butterfly is a call to stay positive and to reconnect with joy, to follow your inner bliss. So right then and there, I knew I had to podcast, because I love expressing myself. I love spreading love. I love expressing love. And so that was a little tidbit of love. This orange butterfly was like a gift from God, a gift of love to me, to encourage me on this walk and on this little nature journey. I just thought it was beautiful. So as I continued to move forward and walking, I was expecting more miracles. I'm like, come on, God, let's not stop this funky train of love. And so as I continued on my journey, God sent me a grasshopper, and this grasshopper literally, it came out of nowhere, hit on my shirt. And so at first I got startled because it just landed on me, and I was like, okay, what does this grasshopper mean? And so, you know, I tried to think about it a little bit, ponder, meditate on it, just breathe. And then I was like, you know what, let me just look it up. So I looked it up, and it says the grasshopper can represent abundance and achievement, courage, and fearlessness. And I just thought this was powerful, because often in these times of this world, it's easy to slip into fear. It's easy to fear the future or the unknown or what could be or what if, right? And all that type of fear, all it does is takes you out of the present moment. It takes you out of love, because fear is kind of like the opposite of love in a way. It's a very low vibration too. And so as I was going through this space, this little nature walk, I'm in a new territory, new energy. I'm in a new state. I don't live in this state, but I'm visiting right now. And, you know, it was like kind of a little bit of fear was coming over me. Like, you don't know what's out there. You know, it could be dangerous walking out into an unknown forest like that. You should be careful. It might be some bears or something. So I'm thinking about all those things, all these little fears and doubts, but something was like, you love nature, you love animals, you love these things. Why would you fear these things? Just because you're in a new space and energy, love is still here. God is still here wherever you go. You know that Christ is within you. So what do you have to fear? And so, you know, I quoted my little scriptures, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of sound mind. And I went through this forest in our little nature place. As I'm going through it, that's when all this stuff started to happen, the butterflies and the grasshopper. So that was the tidbit of the fearlessness. And I just thought that was powerful, because often it's the things that we fear that we move through to realize that there was nothing to fear to begin with. You know, when you run through fear, you see the beauty on the other side of it. Had I not went through this little path of nature, that grasshopper never would have met me. That butterfly never would have greeted me, but it did. And I just think that's beautiful and powerful. I'm by this little bank of water, and it's very peaceful. I can see the clouds and the sun and the butterflies and dragonflies flying over it. And I can see some houses and some trees, and it's a reflection. And to me, I'm looking at this and I'm like, man, there's beauty in everything. And it's like, how can there be so much beauty in this space, but yet so much fear? And then it dawned on me, fear is an illusion. It's an illusion created by the mind to make you think something is worse than it is, to make you be scared of things that you have no fear of. In reality, your heart doesn't fear anything but God, because your heart loves God. And I just think it's so powerful. I just think it's so powerful because God is omnipresent. His love prevails against all things. And in those moments of doubt and stress and anxieties and fears and just the craziness of the world, as long as you trust in God and lean on God and expect to see the power of God in everything that you're doing, everything you're seeking, you will see that. And I'm a living example and witness of that today. You know, just going, I'm not gonna dwell in this fear or doubt or whatever. I'm just gonna expect to see the goodness of the Lord, because I know my God is good. I know Christ is good, and I know his love prevails. So as I'm going out here, I'm still expecting the miracles. Y'all may not see it, but there is dragonflies and flowers everywhere and birds flying. It's just beautiful. And I know these are all gifts and messages from the Lord of his endless love and joy. Why? Because they are life. This is living life around me. This is life. This is light. And it's God's infinite love and light that surrounds us at all times. And all we have to do is to perceive it, to become aware of it, and then we can get joined to it. And once we get joined to it, the illusions, the fear and anxiety and, you know, darkness, all the things that the ego creates, they can slowly begin to fall away, and maybe even rapidly, depending on who you are and how much you believe in love. I know for me, today is all about love because I'm choosing it. I want to see that. I'm expecting it. You know, I don't want to live in fear. I don't want to live in doubt. Don't want to live in what if. I want to live in the now, in the present, and that's what I'm choosing to do. I'm choosing to seek and manifest and fall into the beauty of life and the joys that God can bring me. As I expect to see these things, you know, I'm moving forward. And that was the message of the grasshopper and the butterfly, to continue moving forward in love and all the good things, to have courage and passion and be happy. Follow your inner bliss. You know, nature is my inner bliss. God is my inner bliss. Anything that connects me or makes me feel more connected to God is my inner bliss, my joy. I enjoy doing those things. I love podcasting. I love art and creating. I love nature. I love being outside and just breathing, seeing, observing. These things bring me great peace and joy. Oh, the wind is blowing. It's talking. All these just beautiful things and signs of life that God can bring us and give us. And all we have to do is just perceive it. Receive it and get into it, get joined to it, and let love guide us. I could have been inside the house right now watching TV, but instead I had this calling to get out and go seek the Lord. And you don't even have to go seek him. That's the beauty of our God. The Most High will come right to you where you are, because he's never separated from you. Not in any moment, not in the next moment or the future moments. He's always going to be there. The Lord will never leave or forsake you because he loves you. Why would the Lord leave something he created, something that is a part of him? He created us because he loves us, and he does very dearly. And as I'm moving through this little nature, I see God's love infinitely around me, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Even the scary parts, you know, because there's still a part of me that's like, oh man, a bear gonna jump out. But there's another part of me that is welcoming that. Because it's just energy, it's just God, it's just another form of light and love. It is just a car that is here as the embodiment of love, as am I. As I walk this earth, I am love in motion. I like saying that. I am love in motion. I am love moving. I am light in motion. God is within me. God is through me. And I'm very proud and happy about this, because my life would not be what it is without the Most High. So on this beautiful day, if you can, expect the miracles of the Lord. Keep praying, keep pushing. You know, God wants us to expect the good things. He wants us to dwell in the good things, the light and love there is, because there's a lot of it. And if you can perceive it, you can breathe it. You can be it. Simple as that. Get outside, breathe a little bit. Allow God to shift your mind and change your perspective and bring you into a space of love and light, because it'll make your day a whole lot better. Even if you're at work, take a moment, go outside, go on a walk, breathe, just bask in the beauty that there is, because there's a lot of it, you know? I always hear the negativity of the world. Ugh, that's the one thing. Don't get me started about the media, because the media will tell you what to think, what's happening in the world, who to hate, who to love, who to appreciate, what to fear, what not to fear. The media can really control the mind if you allow it. So the best thing to do is to get outside and observe for yourself. I see so much beauty in life. I used to see a lot of signs, and a lot of people on social media say, oh, Mother Nature is dying. The earth is dying. She's dying. I'm outside in a green patch of flowers and beauty and greenness. Like, the grass is beautiful. The trees are flourishing. There's so much life around me. This doesn't look like death to me. And I know that the earth is transitioning. I know that things are happening that are beyond me and my realm of understanding. You know, I know nothing. I have nothing. I am nothing. I can do nothing outside of Jesus Christ. That's straight up the truth. But what I see and what I'm experiencing is a lot of beauty. And I can't help but know that the Lord is blessing me to see that. And that helps me to be optimistic, you know. Even with the dragonflies and the butterflies, these things of life are so precious. They're so necessary because they help push us forward, keep us optimistic, and keep us looking forward to the blessings of the Lord, you know. Remember, God has promised us a lot of good things. Expect to see those good things. Expect to see the promises of the Lord. Don't allow the world to control the narrative for you. All that's doing is making you create those worlds or manifest those negative things. But when you can choose for yourself and choose what you want to create, and I am choosing to create love today, that's what you will see and what you will expect and what you will manifest and create. And that is the beauty of being a co-creator with the Lord. And it's much deeper than that, of course. It's way deeper than that. But that's just me kind of summing it up in the best way I can in this moment. But I just wanted to share that because, you know, there's just so much that happens in this world, so much that will really make you hopeless. But you can't break what God has blessed us with. And God has blessed us with hope and life and love and joy and peace. And He's the giver of all those things. And the best thing you can do is receive that gift. So go outside and breathe and let it in and allow God to bring you into a new space and break every illusion that the mind casts, every illusion that man casts, or your TV or your phone or the internet or the media casts. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that is true is love and God. Stand on that, dwell on that, read your scriptures, pray up, and everything will be okay. You guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I love you guys so much.